Hello.
I'm gonna type my teeth whitening to yourself.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Yuck. Oh my gosh, what is that? That can't be good for you.
They're actually the only things that don't make my teeth sensitive.
Do they actually work though?
Swear to god.
Maybe I should get some.
Because I'm not like a big coffee drinker and I'm not a smoker either. Except
yeah, I'm a coffee drinker.
There's nothing worse than seeing someone with yellow teeth. So I get really
paranoid. Mine are getting yellow.
No, you have very white teeth.
No, like they go through waves.
Really?
They're yeah.
Really white.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to another episode of Chai with Jai and I.
We harmonized.
Yeah, that was like the best we've ever done it.
That was nice. Running Bear, sponsor me.
Please. Today we are talking about drinking culture, alcohol, drugs, drinks, all the things.
all of the things.
Before we do, Jai.
Yeah.
I think it's your turn to ask me. Have you thought of a favourite thing of the week?
No.
Well, I'm putting on the spot.
I
actually just thought of it and I'm curious to know, so I'm going to steal the question.
Okay, you go.
What's your favourite flower?
No, I don't really like flowers.
Well then, what? Everyone likes flowers.
No, I really don't like flowers.
Well, note to self, never buy you flowers.
And like, I'm a bush flower girl.
So you like natives?
No, I don't really like flowers. Like, if someone gives me flowers, I love it.
Because
it's the thought that counts and I'm very sentimental like that. But like,
you would
I would never go and buy myself flowers.
Really?
But I do, if I had to pick Australian natives, but...
Yeah.
I really don't like flowers.
Oh, wow.
I like, you know, if I'm in Bali, I'll put a frangipani in my ear. Like...
That doesn't count. It's just you being a fucking tool.
Yeah, honestly, I don't. Like, I prefer plants.
Aren't frangipanis Hawaiian?
Yeah, but... We have frangipanis in the backyard.
Yeah, okay, true. The world's small now.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what flower
I
fucking
you?
Hate. I hate lilies so much. My mom used to buy them, like, all the time when I was little. And, like, the fucking things on them that get
stained
in your clothes used to give me anxiety. And I used to run around the house and, like, chop them all off. Like, she would have bunches everywhere. And I just think they're really ugly and annoying. And I just don't like lilies. So
I'm pretty sure white lilies are... like my best friend's favorite
flower. Oh,
so every time I'm pretty sure
I've
gotten Emily lilies and then I'll like have them and I'll be carrying them and I'm like I fucking every single time.
Yeah. And it's funny, yeah, most people love lilies. It's like a thing. I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't.
I like little like cute flowers, like little white, like, oh, I love sunflowers. My favorite, like a bunch of sunflowers.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
I can't.
I love sunflowers.
To see sunflowers though.
I know, because also sunflowers, when they haven't blossomed, they're like a hit or miss. Sometimes they won't.
Mm.
Like, you don't know. It's a gamble. But I love sunflowers. Yeah, that's my favorite flower. I love. They're just so beautiful. This. Oh.
Actually,
sunshine.
If I had to have one flower for the rest of my life, it'd be an orchid. But purely because that was my nan's favorite flower,
okay,
and
sorry.
She, when she passed away, the year she gave my mum an orchid plant.
Yeah.
It's still fucking blooming and she passed away over 10 years ago.
What?
Yeah. It blooms on the same time every single year when she gave it to my mum. It's like crazy.
Oh, wow. That's kind of... That's
so...
Cute. That's sentimental.
But...
You like them because they're sentimental.
And if I'm going to buy my mum flowers, I'll buy her orchids just because it's sentimental. But...
Yeah,
I'm not really a flower person. Give me a, like, pot plant.
Yeah, okay,
like some basil. Some basil's nice.
Okay, so you're like a, you want a plant. You want like a, you'd rather like, yeah, okay. Yeah, my sister's like that actually. She'd rather like a plant.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, like a card. I don't know.
Okay, moving on. today, yeah, like I said, talking about drinking culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked everyone questions, in regards to drinking culture, and also asked everyone if they had questions for us and did a few polls, and we're going to unpack it. So, the first question is pretty general, but what are our thoughts on drinking culture?
Okay, so when you... I'm coming from an Australian perspective.
Obviously, because we're talking
drinking culture in Australia. Australia is huge. Like...
It's like how
I
we...
Think,
it's sadly how we kind of identify ourselves.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's kind of sad that, for example, if I'm going to catch up with my friends, it'll always be like, oh yeah, like, let's go get a drink. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And that's sad.
Yeah.
It should be, like, let's go and do pottery, or, like, let's go and go for a walk. I don't know. I feel like it's so easy for us as Australians, and I'm sure other cultures too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we can only speak from that because we're living in Australia, so.
That's it, and it's, like, almost applauded if you love
drinking
alcohol
it's in like
Australia
encouraged.
because it's a really, we have a strong alcohol culture in Australia. Yeah.
Literally.
So I think it's kind of sad, but I also do think if we're talking in a strictly positive,
if you want to play devil's advocate to that argument,
fun, safe space, fun times, it is also nice because it brings everyone together. You have a barbecue, have a beer, whatever.
But do you need to have alcohol to do that?
No. Yeah. But I'm saying if we're talking about it, in a culture,
it's good that that is what brings Australians together. They go to the pub
and if we're looking at the positive side of it.
Yeah, totally.
But it is also sad that that is the main reason that a lot of people get together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm pretty similar to you in that sense. It's like I don't really have a problem with drinking, but I feel like it's so prevalent within our culture to the point where like you have to explain yourself if you're not having a drink rather than just being like yes or no, whatever, because it's so, like, it's just the norm. Like you said, like, my friends always just be like, let's go have a drink, or when you first meet someone, like, oh, we have to have a drink sometime.
Yeah.
It's like, but I guess the same can be said for, like, coffee culture. If you don't drink coffee.
No, but coffee, it's different. You can't be a this is a big argument, but you can't be a coffeeholic, like an alcoholism is like...
You can be addicted to caffeine.
Yeah, but like it's not life.
Or death.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Dumb analogy.
It's the same thing as good as a coffee.
But I feel like, yeah. Yeah, drinking culture.
Yeah, that's my take on it. Either side.
Either side. No, but I would say it's more... It sounds awful, but I just feel like it's more negative. I think especially being in high school, like, it's just so a part of, like, who we are. Like I said, to the point where, like, if you do or don't, you have to explain yourself when it shouldn't fucking matter. It's like, do you like apples or oranges? Like, I don't care. Yeah, who cares if someone drinks or not? Yeah. That's how I think prevalent it is. And I think there's also, in Australia, a really big, like, binge drinking culture, to the point where like you said, it's encouraged almost to binge drink, or like it's egged on, or it's not seen as negative, it's seen as like, oh, you like to go and have a good time, when binge drinking is actually really bad for us and like really poor for our health and our brain as well.
Yeah.
But it's not seen as like a negative because we glorify it and we think it's cool and we think it's like
a great time.
Yeah, like you're fun or you're funny if you're just like, oh, she's always or he's always or they're always pissed.
I had a best friend like that. We're not friends anymore.
For that reason.
No, but that it's true. And also, I don't speak to a lot of my old friends because we just used to go out and party.
Same. That's why I don't really talk to my school friends.
And it's, you know, they're great people, but it's like, that's it.
That's all they kind of do.
That was our friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually remember, like, before I stopped drinking alcohol, I used to drink a lot when I was younger. And when I started slowly, like, deciding, I was like, I don't really want to do this anymore, whatever. It was more of, like, a case, too, of I was still in my last year of high school. And I kind of just, like, saw the pattern of, like, and me included. This isn't me throwing anyone under the bus. Like, me fucking included big time. Where we would just, like, every week sit there and Monday we'd talk about, like, how fucked we got and how that person was fucked and that person kissed that person and talk about the party or whatever. And then Tuesday we'd be starting to talk about, like, what we're going to do this weekend coming, where's Pri's, what are we drinking, who's buying the drinks, what are we wearing, and this would go on and on and on until Saturday night, we'd get plastered and do it all again.
I will say I did enjoy that, though, in high school.
To an extent, but it just felt like it was, like, the crux of our identity to the point where
when I
stopped drinking and partying, I literally lost all my friends, because I had nothing to contribute.
Well, that's not a good case of it. But when you're younger, for me, I had a positive experience and it was nice because I'd get together with all my friends from other schools. And we'd all have house parties. House parties were a thing growing up. So, and it's good. It was a safe space. You weren't out. You weren't coming home pissed. You didn't know where you usually end up in a huge sleepover or like.
Yeah.
So I understand where you're coming from.
But for you, it was positive.
Like, I loved going out with my friends growing up. Now I can't.
I guess true. But I guess maybe I didn't hate it because I think it was more just, like, when I stopped, I realised that I had nothing to contribute. Because I think before I started down that path, you're right, I did. I mean, that's how we met out on that. And I did have heaps of fun when we used to fucking sneak into clubs
Look
and
at
shit.
Us now. I was the door bitch everywhere we'd go.
Yeah, legit.
Age fucking 15.
Oh my god, we were so dumb. Did you ever do the whole cross thing when we used to go to Kit and Caboodle?
Are you kidding?
Yeah, you were part of that.
My brother used to be like a host at every single club, and I used to have, I had a fake ID from when I was 14. And I started, because I lived on the street of the cross as well. So I would get everyone like on the list. I would have like a list at the door under my fake ID name. They'd be like, hey, Emma. And I'd be like, yo, it's my 19th birthday tonight. Just kidding. Not even 15 yet. Like,
that was literally me as well.
And it was good because like I would could get everyone in under their fake ID names. Like I'd write up the list. Just started at like
Beach Road as well.
Iguana. No, was never a Beach Road girl.
Bullshit.
Never.
Wait, what a reminisce. Okay. So in regards to this question, majority of people said, majority of people thought it was fucked. Like they actually used that word, fucked. Like a lot of people said that and that they hated it. They felt as though it was unfortunately the social norm. And because of this, there is a pressure to keep up, which I guess I would probably agree. The problem is real because if you do not, you have to explain yourself to people, and your label. A lot of people said that if they didn't drink even just for a night, they were labeled like boring or people like didn't. They just felt as though they were, like, left out of something. 90% were negative. But then those who did say that they thought it was fine were referring to the fact that they personally loved getting loose every so often and it was nice to have a culture that allowed the space for that. And then as well as what we were saying, like, hanging out with friends, it can be, like, a positive thing because it, like, brings people together. A few interesting comments on this question that I thought we could talk about. I really like this one. Someone said that their thoughts on drinking culture is that it was encouraged through toxic masculinity. I think that is really prevalent in Australia.
Really?
Yeah, think about, like, if you're, I feel like, yeah, like, don't you ever see, like, boys are so, like, yeah, like, the boys and, like, a beer and, like, let's get fucked.
Yeah, but that
and,
doesn't
like,
affect me as a female.
No, but I'm saying it encourages, like, drinking culture, or it's like a big part of our drinking culture,
yeah,
especially
that's
for
like
guys.
What I said today, that is why it's such a huge thing. Australians love to get together and have a beer, but I think that's. I don't think you can blame that specifically. Like, that's always been around.
Yeah, I know, I get that.
Like, I don't think you can just pinpoint and be like, oh, toxic masculinity. Like, it's. I don't know.
I think I mean it more from a perspective of, like, it must be hard as a guy because I feel like it's even more so prevalent within their culture, especially maybe being younger, to, like, drink and, like, you know, have a beer and, like, be that sort of, I don't know, I could talk about toxic masculinity for ages.
I think
I'm going on a tangent.
There are a lot of different Australians. One half of Australia, I'm saying roughly.
Yeah, big generalisation.
Is the bogan as fuck, loves a VB, my kind of man.
Oh, like, my God.
But that is an iconic, as sad as it is.
Did
it's
you
not
just
even
say
sad.
Iconic?
Yeah,
I hate
it is.
You.
It is. It's an iconic Australian man.
It's gross.
Yeah, but Kath, let's be real. Like, you think, oh, kangaroos on a stubby. Like,
but that's my point.
That's
how
the whole world
that's
thinks
how,
of Australia.
But I think that's why it's so negative, because, like, we're so identified with that, like, being pissheads. Like, we are. Like, the fact that you just said it, like, holding a VP, like, a stubby, and being like, no, like, that's our fucking, like, I don't want to be associated with that, because I think, like, what the fuck? Like, that's our identity. And that's how rooted drinking culture and prevalent drinking culture is, to the point where, like, it's what we as Australians are fucking known as. Like, on Australia Day, which, if you celebrate Australia Day, you fucking suck, because it's whack.
Honestly, you're
but, Australia Day is all around getting fucked up. Which on so many levels is, oh my god, can we have a whole episode on Australia Day? Watch me fucking rip.
I don't
want
to talk about Australia Day.
It makes me
sad. Up, so.
Until you realise what we're actually celebrating.
Yeah,
like, oh my
god,
this is fucked.
But growing up, like.
I know, you don't realise.
Like, yes and no, everyone's just so fucking takes everything to heart. Like, so, like, I don't know, I'm so on the fence with this. Like, I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And I, you know what I love? There's nothing I love more. Then seeing a guy walk across the road.
Oh, God, don't with this again. This is what makes me hate you. I hate you.
With a beer belly, holding a beer.
What is wrong with you?
It's just refreshing. Like, for me, like, this is why I cannot wait to move up north, because I'm like, haha. Like, I love it. And do you know the thing as well? I'm not encouraging anyone to be like this, by the way. I'm just saying, this is what I thrive off of. You talk to these men, and they've lived this life, and they're just the happiest, like, I'm not
because they're drunk.
No, but I mean, look, it's not fantastic.
I'm not saying that people. I'm not saying that like there's anything necessarily wrong with that. I just think that like, I don't know. I don't think that's positive if that's what we're identifying our culture.
No, I'm saying that's what one half of Australia is sort of like seen as. But then I find the other half is just like a normal human race. I don't think. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on from this. another interesting comment is what we were just saying, like binge drinking is considered normal.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. And yep, I think it shouldn't be. We need more education, especially in schools, on how binge drinking is like not great.
To be honest, no one's going to listen anyway, but 100%.
This is true, but yeah. Because probably did.
You know, if you're going to drink when you're younger, you're going to drink. No one can really stop you.
But like, then again, like my little sister she's just turned 17. And they had this really, I mean, I don't know him, but obviously I don't know him. This cool guy that came to school, he was like old, who did like a talk on binge drinking and drinking. And it seemed to like really get through. Because he wasn't saying to the girls like, don't drink. It's really bad for you. He was saying, okay, like, I'm not an idiot. I know you're all going to drink. Like, I'm not stupid. I know you're going to drink, but please look out for these things. Please, like, consider this and, like, look out for each other. This is how you look out for each other. Like, pace yourself. And I thought, like, and it seemed to really sink in with them. Like, I know with Ellen, my little sister, it did. Mm-hmm. It actually, like, stuck with her because he wasn't, like, this dorky, like, don't drink. It's like, they're all going to fucking drink. So tell them how to be safe. It's like, what we're talking about with sex. It's like, people are going to fuck, so can you just tell us how to be safe?
It also is really effective when it comes from a perspective of an alcoholic or someone who has ruined their life from drinking.
And I think that's why I find myself where I have to be careful. Like, this is why this conversation is really good, and, like, being around you is really good, because I feel like you, obviously, you've had alcoholism around your life as well, but I feel as though you have quite a...
This is why I don't really
drink as much. Like, yeah, but you have a... I feel like you have a positive... relationship with alcohol, like what you were just saying, which is really interesting to hear, because I feel like sometimes I really need to be careful around my friends and my family and like people that I'm with, that I don't be too anal, because I've had a really negative experience a little bit personally, but more like with alcoholism really close in my life, to the point where it can leave such a bad taste in my mouth that I don't have room to see anything else, which is really bad way to view the world, like really bad. So that's why
it's also fair when you
not, I don't want to be that person. Yep. I want to see the world with all eyes open. So that's why I really like also having this conversation, because I need to remember there are positives to alcoholism. There's not any positives to alcoholism.
None.
But there is positives to drinking and alcohol. Yeah. And I think it's important to like hear, like you're saying, like your side of it and being like, yeah, true, Kath. Like it's not all negative. Someone commented that they were babysitting. This is like interesting. Someone said that they were babysitting an 8-year-old, like, that they babysit, and then they were, like, playing, you know, you, like, play dress-ups and shit when a kid, and she said to the, like, the little girl was like, I'm gonna be 21, and you're gonna be, like, you know, like, to this, the babysitter.
I miss babysitting.
And she was like, yeah, okay, like, blah, 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 but then automatically, the little girl started role-playing, like, drinking and partying. Automatically.
I know, I think that's so interesting.
Are we being
It is, it's, like, it's not ideal, but okay, honestly, it depends the environment you grow up in. If you grow up in a household full of alcoholism and that's what they're aspiring to be, no, that's not good. But say their parents, which what it sounds like, are the type of parents to maybe have a dinner party, like... you know, actually, like, go out, have a couple of drinks with their friends, have a healthy relationship, then that's not bad. I don't see that as a bad thing. Of course, it is a little bit shocking to hear an 8-year-old being like, oh my God, like, can't wait to do this.
Not even can't wait. But it's also that they just associate being 21 with partying and drinking.
I mean, but it's the legal age. Like, so no matter 18 is always going to be associated. 18 and 21... always going to be associated with illegal drinking age.
Yeah.
Same with 16, sex, 18. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, look, it's not ideal, and you'd never, I don't think you'd ever really want to, but it's also kind of cute, because it's like, she can't wait to grow up, was it a girl?
It's a girl, yeah.
She can't wait to grow up, maybe throw a dinner party with her friends, have a glass of wine, probably says her mum has a glass of wine, as long as it's not in a negative
way. Here's a question that you just said that I actually didn't put on here. Yeah. How do you feel about parents that, how do you feel about parents that drink in front of their kids, like infants? Like, how, if you were a parent, what are your thoughts on, like, alcohol around children?
Okay, let's just get this out on the table now. I don't like alcohol. Like, I don't like the taste of alcohol.
Yeah, but
so,
that's fine.
No, but I'm just coming, so everyone, like, knows, like, where my point of view is coming from. I am so open to having a drink with friends and wish I liked beer because it does look very refreshing on a hot day. But I just can't seem to shake the fact that I don't like the taste of any alcohol.
Yeah.
So I'm coming from a perspective that's like, you know, if I were to enjoy.
Yeah.
Look, as I said, I grew up in a family where alcoholism was very present.
Mm.
It was never present in front of me. My mum's side of the family had all been going to AA since I was born, that not one of them had ever had a drink in front of me.
Right.
So I'd never seen the negative side, though I've always been warned about it.
But I'm saying, so when you were saying you had... it wasn't prevalent when you were younger, was it still a case of, like, would your dad, a mum, or siblings, because they're older than you, like, drink around you? Like, so, if you had a family dinner and your dad wanted a glass of wine, he would drink it in front of you and you were a kid.
So, like, we never had a drinking culture, although my mum's siblings...
Well, that's a drinking culture,
mom,
though. That's still
but my mum is the only one out of them that actually can, you know, safely and controlled have a glass of wine. So, I grew up with my mum. She only ever has one glass of wine at night. And I think that's fine. I didn't grow up being like, can't wait to have a glass of wine.
Yeah, but so you don't think now that you're older, because I don't, but that, because you know there's like that whole argument of like, should parents be drinking in front of kids? Or
I honestly think it really depends on
like, what do you
the
think
environment,
about that?
How much is it controlled? It really depends. You know, if you know that you can't control your alcohol intake, you know you become violent, you know you become aggressive.
But I feel like people that do don't realise they have a problem with it.
Yeah, but, like, surely you have a slight idea. Most people do. That's why they find it hard.
Yeah.
Then, no, you shouldn't. But I think if you can still have it in your home around your child in a positive way, not get sloppy and, you know... not forget you have your child.
Well, see,
there.
This is the thing though, but with that, because I know, like, my mum, like, when I was younger, my dad doesn't drink at all. He hasn't, I don't think he's been drunk in his whole life.
My dad never really.
And then he took a pledge for, like, in the church or something.
He's never had a sip in his whole life.
Well, no, he has. Oh, and then when he was 20, he took a pledge, like, which is where you, like, commit to God that you're not gonna, you're gonna give up something forever, and his was alcohol. So he doesn't drink at all. So my mum was the kind of, she is the kind of person to have like a glass of wine every night. And I never saw it as like, you know, like she was the kind of mum as well that would be like, sip it. Like she doesn't care. Yeah. Like she doesn't blah, blah, blah. But then I also, as I got older, noticed that like that glass of wine was like, she had it like every single night. And there is that whole culture I feel like, and I actually listened to a really good podcast on this moms, because obviously being a mum, or just I shouldn't say a mum, a parent, full stop, depending, because obviously dads can take that on that role too, is quite a stressful, like, intense job. And it's like that whole like functioning alcoholism, where it's like the glass of wine starts of just like, because we have that culture where that's accepted to have a glass of wine at the end of the day. It's not weird, it's not, there's nothing wrong with that. But really, if you end up relying on that glass of wine to like de-stress you, then that's a problem, because you're relying on it, and it's a drug, and it's a depressant, and it's calming your system down. And there's that whole culture between, like, with, like I was saying, like, like whoever takes a domestic role, that quite stressful job, because kids are full on, that end up doing that. And it can, I've seen it in other women, I've heard stories, and women and men, sorry, I'm generalizing, turn into alcoholism when it just started from like a drink at the end of the day. I don't know.
I don't know.
But then I also found that being around alcohol my whole life, in terms of my mum drinking in front of me, not having a problem with it, letting us like sip her wine at the table, all that sort of thing, it actually made me have a better relationship with alcohol, where I wasn't a binge drinker as much when I was younger, because I didn't have this weird like,
oh, don't have it.
Yeah, don't have it. And then I knew friends that parents were like so strict, like never drank, like they drank, but they never drank in front of their kids, never had it in the house shown, like all, you know, those really strict parents. And they were the kids in our group that would just like get blind, where you were like, what is wrong with you?
Well, I think
so I think exposure therapy is fucking great in a way.
I think that's also where I'm coming from with like me being okay with you having a glass of wine in front of your child, because again with the sex thing, if you're open with it and you're not too controlling, people don't like to be controlled from day dot, especially children. So I think if you're being open with it and you're not making it this special thing that's forbidden.
Yeah. It's like exposure therapy, literally. Yeah, so I think little doses, and then they're not like when they introduce to it, they go crazy.
That's why I see this sort of... Because for me, if I know that if I was younger and my mum and dad were so against alcohol and would hide me from it, I know I'd rebel against that.
Same.
Straight up.
And I've seen it straight up. Like, we all know people in our group. My mum will even be like
to me, don't eat the toast in the fridge. What do? I'll go and eat the fucking toast. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's in our human nature, which is funny, horrible though. Yeah. But, so, I think that's why I'm so trying to stay positive about this, because...
whether we like it or not, it is prevalent in our society. So we need to like build people on having healthy relationships with it, rather than
I think it's like stop being like one or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I've gone like back and forth like 50 times in this podcast from being like sounding like a prude to like, oh yeah, it's chill.
I think it's just you just have to realize like it is a culture that isn't going to change. Yes, there are horrible. I mean, things can
change.
No.
Come on.
No. There's always going to be junkies. There's always going to be alcoholics. Let's be real.
But that's the extreme version.
People make alcohol we're talking in about, jail we're out talking of about potatoes.
Drinking culture, not alcohol.
Yeah, but drinking culture will... I'm sorry.
But drinking culture is different. Drinking culture...
Every single country is always going
to
be a thing.
Yeah, but drinking culture is different to... Yes, there's always going to be alcoholics and junkies. So it's like there's always going to be... like people that are addicted to fucking heroin or people that are anorexic. Like there's all, that's a totally different camp. We're talking about mental illness there. Mm-hmm. But here we're talking about a drinking culture. I think that can change. And I think our culture has changed and shifted. It's a little bit more accepted, from my opinion, to not drink. Like there's also this new surge in like, from the people I'm around, of actually being a bit more okay compared to like, it wasn't. Okay, things can change. Just, like, culture around, like, what I was just talking about. I was just referring to, like, housewives, and I had to keep correcting myself, being like, oh, no, it's men and women. Fucking 20 years ago, the culture around that, no way. We probably wouldn't even be doing this podcast, because we were women. We'd be fucking in the kitchen learning how to cook.
I still do think...
culture like, can definitely change. You
know, people bond over having a glass of wine. That is an alcohol culture. But
we don't, because we don't drink together.
Yeah, but that's us, Kath.
But that means... but we're talking about drinking culture as a whole. So
so that's us, but there's still the other side of it.
But I'm still a part of drinking culture, even though I don't drink, because I live in a world that drinks.
Yeah, and there will always be people that drink even if you don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, how do we get on to this now?
You don't
know
what I'm saying. You don't understand.
Okay, moving on. I'm so fucking confused. Oh, my God. Okay. We did some polls of people, how often people drink throughout the week. And then I obviously had to separate it because you can only do like two options on stories. So the first was once or 2 to 3, and 73% said once, and then the rest, 27%, said 2 to 3. And then the next was 3 to 4, and then 6+, and that was...
that's a lot. People are drinking often. 72%
and 28% said 6+. How crazy is that?
Well, 3 to 4 times a week, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
I reckon I only drink once every, like, 2 to 3
Yeah, but you don't like alcohol. Like, I have friends that love wine, so they'll have a wine with their dinner.
Oh, okay, yes.
No, that's included. That's, yeah.
I am getting into cider, if I'm being honest. I found a nice dry cider. I don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, obviously people enjoy it with their food.
Okay, yeah. If we're talking, sorry, I'm thinking binge drinking.
Yeah? No.
Okay. Just sold myself. I only binge drink once every 2 months.
I know. This is true.
I know.
Our last episode, you were fucking hungover.
Don't, Kath.
Because I know me, like, if I... which I'm not saying, because obviously right now in my life, I don't drink, and I haven't had a drink in almost like 5 years. Mm. But I don't.
Butch is alcoholic. Did you actually know that?
Yes, I know that. Because I'm not like against, like I said, like even for me, like I don't even know. Like I reckon I love the taste of alcohol. Like I love beer.
Do you?
Yeah, I love beer.
I wish I loved beer.
A glass of wine, give or take, depending on what I'm eating. If I'm eating something really that goes with, then yes. But I love a beer. So like for me, I'm not saying like I won't ever.
Mm.
I'm just right now in my life. I don't need. Yeah. I don't want it.
It's not a necessity.
Not at all. So I get it. Because, like, for me, I would never, I don't think I'll ever in my life again, like, binge drink or go out and get wasted. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it.
I could not imagine you doing that.
It triggers my anxiety so bad. Like, I just know. But I do enjoy the taste of alcohol. So I'm opposite to you in the sense of, like, I understand. Yeah, so I'm on the side of, like, yeah, I don't think I'll ever binge drink again in my life. But I understand the whole, like, enjoying the taste of alcohol, which you don't. We asked, does anyone teen drink or did you teen drink, depending, obviously. 85% said yes. And 15% said no.
And it's not bad that you are.
Yeah, I say no, like, obviously I teen drink and, like, that's whatever. And, like, it's fun and, like, we just had that whole discussion. But I will say, just from, like, a health boring perspective, it's really bad to be drinking at a young age. Like, what it does, if you see studies of what it actually does to the brain and, like, a developing brain, it's quite...
Oh, yeah, if we're talking in terms of overall health, obviously. Drinking is bad. Alcohol is bad for you, straight up.
Yeah. I think that's something that we need to also say. Like, I think people forget, like, alcohol is a fucking drug.
It's
like,
a poison.
It's one of the most addictive drugs there is out there.
Yeah.
And it just happens to be fucking legal. Mm. Like, it's a drug. Sorry, it's poison. Your body doesn't like it. Your body doesn't want it in its system. It's really fucking bad for the brain. Let's just, like, put that out there because...
Yeah.
And I'm not encouraging teen drinking. Like, obviously, we're saying I teen drink. You did as well.
No, we're talking about this in the terms without talking about the health side. Because let's lay it on the table. That is a given. Alcohol's not good for you.
No.
You know, they say a glass of red wine, whatever, antioxidants, whatever. But it's despite bullshit. That, whatever, alcohol as a whole, not good for you. Not so we're coming from a perspective of just...
Yeah.
Drinking in general.
Especially, like, teen drinking. Like, it's not good. And the culture around teen drinking, like, I wish it would change. It probably won't.
Mm.
But I wish it did because, yeah, it's really bad for young people's brains to be doing that. And also, like, if we go back to our sex discussion, I mean, how many friends would just got, like, too wasted in high school and ended up in awful situations? Even now, not even as a teenager, but worse as a teenager because, I don't know, I feel like, I don't know, I just want to protect the children. Yeah. But, you know, I feel like it's so... awful. It's hard to fucking give consent when you're blind.
Yeah, because you can't.
Did you hear about all those, like, awful uni? You remember all that shit happened when we were talking about the uni here in Australia?
Really?
Yeah. And a big part of it was, like, the college parties they had.
Oh,
and
yes.
And the welcoming parties or whatever they called. Like, the week. Yes. You know, like, the first week you go to uni? Yeah, I didn't go to uni, so I don't know.
Yeah, no, me either.
Yeah, we're like...
For me, it's such an American thing. Like,
I know. But here, all the horror stories. And, like, a big part of it with the girls...
Of course, you're blackout drunk.
People and that's just so...
Okay, so yes.
Yeah.
Bad.
And I feel like as a teenager, you don't know your line yet. So, yeah, I'm not encouraging teen drinking. I did it. But, I don't endorse it at all. Second poll, third poll that we did is... Do you enjoy drinking or feel as though you do it to be accepted in society? And 74% said they enjoy it and 26% said that they feel pressure, which is quite a big number for, like, doing something you don't want to do, but you feel pressured into it. Like, that's
pretty shit. I thought it would be higher, to be honest.
So did I.
I did think it would
be higher.
But,
like, then when you really reflect, that's quite...
Because, yeah. I mean, look, it's not ideal. I think... Look, coming from someone, I mean, Kath, we're in the same boat. Mm. I don't, like, my friends will all go out for dinner. Like, I go out sober a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, all of my friends pretty much love a drink.
Yeah.
My boyfriend everyone I'm around loves a drink.
Yeah.
And I don't. Yeah. So people will go out to dinner, have a drink, and I just won't. Like, I'll get a water. It's just normal for me. I think you just have to normalize it for yourself and just think, this is me. And if someone... Like, you know, sure, when I was in, maybe just left high school and we'd go somewhere and they'd be like, what are you drinking tonight? I'd be like, no, I'm not drinking. They'd be like, oh, what the hell? Why? I'd be like, I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So for those first couple of times, maybe, until everyone sort of got the gist that, like, I'm not really a big fan of it.
Yeah.
And no one really questions it if I'm not drinking or not anymore.
Yeah.
It's just, nah, she probably won't. It's not even a thing anymore. It's really not even a thing. I think it's just overcoming that initial, you know, oh, nah, don't feel like it. Yeah, and don't feel pressured. Like, yeah. It's really not that special. Like, what?
Yeah, well, it's good to know that 74% don't feel. They just enjoy it.
That is, yeah, I honestly thought.
And if you do feel pressured, like, yeah. But something, I actually have a blog post on this.
This just fell out of your hair. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
That's disgusting.
What is that? Where have you been? In the bushes?
Yeah, what the fuck? Ew.
Have you been at a horse shed?
No.
What?
What the fuck did I do?
Yeah, what's look.
Yeah. And I actually wrote a blog post on this, though. Like, how to deal with that. Because when you're not... I don't mean, like, when I wasn't really ready to deal with the whole, like... Even some nights now, and I can't be fucked dealing with the whole, like, why aren't you drinking? I just, like, hold a soda water in my hand, and no one says anything.
But see, even that's wrong. People should just accept that you're not drinking. Oh,
it's wrong.
Up.
It's wrong. Yeah. And now I don't care. Like, I'm saying, like, at first, if you're not ready to, like, face that whole situation, you can just fake it till you make it.
Yeah, if you feel the need to, just literally tell people, no, I don't have to. I don't have to. My main thing is, which it's so funny because all my friends, like, so my best friend, this is pretty much how it goes. We'll be going out somewhere and she'll have a drink or whatever. And then we'll get there or like we'll be with friends. I'll be like, what's everyone drinking? And I'll be like, no, I won't. And they'll be like, why? Like, just have fun. And Emily's like, she doesn't need alcohol to have fun. She's a party girl without alcohol.
Yeah. Fuck
so
yeah.
So now that's like a thing. It's like, I still have fun. I'll still stay up. Yes. I just don't always
want to drink. Yeah, I'm the same. And I feel like it's one of those things, if you're just like definite in your answer, like people will leave you alone if you don't give them room to neg. Yeah. If you just go like, no, I'm not drinking. And you just give them like an eye and they're like, oh, okay. Like,
same as being a vegetarian. You eat meat, you don't eat meat, you stand up for your rights.
Boom, boom, boom.
Although I'll still go out and party. I'm not saying I don't at all. True.
And also some
fake
people
news,
did
I do
party. You do. Some people did say that they a bit of both. Like they couldn't choose one. They were like, sometimes not.
Yeah.
Oh, was that question last? Okay, here are a few. I'm just gonna chuck in three questions that people asked or like comments that we can unpack before we wrap this up. The first thing would be, could you date someone who is a big drinker if you don't? Or do you think you can? I think it's hard. I think it's hard. I mean, I've literally had this situation twice.
What? Okay, wait. It depends what kind. Are we talking like a drunk? Or are we talking someone who just enjoys, for me, a man? So a beer. But he only likes beer. So.
You love just like the patriarchal man. I hate you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just. This is my podcast.
Like, give Chai me a with Jai.
No, I think it's in terms of like, are we talking like a drunk or someone who just enjoys a drink?
Not a drunk. Let's not go to the whole like alcohol. Like, people that have substance abuse. It's like a fucking whole
different
can
of worms.
Okay,
so we're not talking about a bad habit. We're just
That's just talking about living with people that have like mental. That's a whole other subject. We're talking about people that like. So for example, with me, I don't. You know me. Like I'll go out if it was like in a like I'll go out, but I don't. Yeah. Like let's be real. I don't really.
You don't.
I don't really go out at all. And everyone's like expected to like if there's a party, they're like Kathy either won't come or she'll leave at like 10 because it's just me. I'm a nana.
Which is fine.
I don't drink currently and. Don't see myself drinking anytime soon. I like going to bed early. So, like, it'd be, for me, dating someone that likes to go out once a week and, like, party or likes to get drunk or, like, likes to, you know, do drugs or does drugs or whatever. Like, do you, your opinion, here you go, do you think that would work?
For you?
Yeah.
No.
Well, then there's your question. What do you mean? That's the answer to the question, no?
Yeah, but is this not... Are we talking about just your perspective or mine too?
Well, it'd be for you, dating someone who's, like, super straight edge.
I wouldn't date... Wait, I don't know. Wait, what?
Because it can go either way. Like, for me, I'm straight edge. Like,
yeah,
I hate that term, but let's just, like, I'm straight edge.
Yeah.
So for me, dating someone that's not, you're saying, no, that wouldn't work. So you're not, like...
I mean,
you're a little bit straight edge, but you're not, like... You like to go have a good time every so often.
I'm definitely not straight edge.
Well, you don't really drink that much or smoke or, like...
Yeah, but, like, Lauren and I go... Like, I go out with my friends.
Okay, then could you date someone who's, like, me, essentially, in boy?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't get annoyed when you want to go out?
No.
And they're like, I don't want to go?
No. Go out with my friends.
So you're saying it's circumstantial, then?
Yeah.
The answer to that question is,
I think it depends to what extent. If you are someone who is like Kath, who probably can't really stand to be around a drunk person as much as your significant other would be. Yeah, it makes me so anxious. Then no, that's not going to work. But someone like me, say my significant other wanted to go out, I didn't feel like going out, that's fine. Yeah. Say I wanted to go out, they didn't want to go out, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as it works.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's... I was talking to my boss about this the other day, and she loves to go out and party, and her partner's been sober for, like, 20 years.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I think it's just a balance. As long as you're not disrespecting the other person's wishes,
yeah,
I think that's fine. Yeah. And, you know, like, my partner... I'm trying to generalize, we'll go out for dinner, and he'll get a beer, and I won't.
Yeah.
And it doesn't...
bother you at all.
Not ever. Yeah. Not once.
Yeah. That wouldn't bother me either. Because I dated. Yeah, my ex was like, he drank.
Yeah, unless you were drunk.
But then he would.
But I've only, like we'll say, only seen him like actually drunk a handful of times. So that's not a problem for me.
Yeah.
I think it would be a problem if you came home drunk all the time. That would probably be a problem.
But I think I'm the same because, like, my ex, I didn't have a problem at all. Like, he was the same. Like, when we'd go out for dinner, he'd want a beer and he'd get a beer and it, like, not even bother me at all. He didn't really party, but then, like, once a month he would, like, send it and it didn't bother me when he'd come home drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care at all.
And there you go.
If anything, he thought, like, I think he, like, concocted it in his head that I did when I was, like, literally don't give a fuck. Mm. Like, all my friends drink, all my friends party. I think it's funny. But if it's, like, for me, it's, like, if it's every week.
If it's constant.
If it's every week, I'm like, no, I can't deal with that because I don't hold my values there. Like, that's not. And I think in a relationship you have to have.
Doesn't reflect yourself.
No. And you have to have similar values in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think it's what you can tolerate.
Definitely.
Okay.
And you'll figure that out maybe the hard way. And that's fine.
Yeah, I have.
I haven't yet. But yes, it's fine. Okay. So yes, I set me up, but whatever.
Do you think pot and other drugs is replacing drinking culture in young people? I say yes. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I have so many friends that claim I don't drink, I hate alcohol, I don't drink, but then they'll literally go and do caps every weekend or smoke weed like 3 times a week.
Yeah, but that shit's always been around.
But I feel like you don't find like it's like becoming more like this whole thing of like people that don't drink but then they do a lot of drugs.
That's like, for me growing up, it's always been a thing. I don't know if this is like a new movement. This has always been a thing. Always. My dad's not a big drinker. He used to love smoking weed. Like, so no, I don't think anything's replacing anything. I think all in all, it's all
the same shit.
Much of a muchness, you know. Pick your poison.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people drink coffee, some people have tea. Whatever.
True. Both have caffeine in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Both addictive as fuck.
Should alcohol ads be policed like cigarettes ads?
But with be what?
Be policed? Like, police is like a term. Like, okay. Should alcohol ads be, like, monitored just as cigarette? Like, we're not allowed to have cigarettes ad. We can still smoke. That's fine. But it's not glorified.
I honestly
think... it shouldn't
be. It's bullshit.
Wait, which?
Any of them advertised.
That's what I mean.
I think if people have such a big problem with this culture and they're like, oh my god, everyone's drinking, everyone's smoking, don't advertise it then.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think it's so ironic that we have plain packaging on cigarettes. We don't, it's like in Australia, like you can smoke, that's fine, you can smoke. But we're going to make it really hard for you. We're not going to glorify it. We're not going to be like, look, because like cigarettes ad were the same as alcohol ads are. Like, look at me, I'm so cool in a car smoking and like it looks so fun and I'm going to, you know what I mean? Mm. And they banned it because like we're not going to glorify cigarettes because they're really bad for you and they're really addictive. So we're going to ban ads and have plain packaging. But then with alcohol, we used to have ads on the telly at prime time, like 6 o'clock when kids are watching TV, like glorifying alcohol.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me. I feel like it should all not be on TV and it should all be, not glorified at all.
I'll even admit it. I love some of those ads.
Yeah, of course. But, like you're meant to.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. So yeah, it's not good.
I think it's how the world's like fucked.
It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the last question.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a poll for this. Maybe should I share the poll after or before?
After.
Okay. Do you think drinking culture is increasing or decreasing?
I feel the same. You know where I sit with this.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. You're neutral.
Yeah.
You're like same, same, but different.
And like I'm no fucking humanological scientist. Is that a word?
Phenomenological scientist?
I don't know.
You know, psychologist.
Yeah.
No philosopher.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'd be the same. Like, I don't really know.
But, like, when you think back to, like, my grandparents' era, everyone was alcoholics.
But apparently, statistically, it actually is decreasing. Let me just put that out there.
That's what I'm saying.
But I think
But
I think it could
be. A lot of younger people are still drinking.
But I feel like. I don't know. I feel like it might be decreasing, but I feel like a lot of young people are doing more drugs now. Sorry. I think that. You don't. I think so. I know a lot of my friends don't drink that much, but they love drugs. Like, a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
But they don't drink. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, the poll was pretty fucking split. It was increase 60%, decrease 40%.
Yeah, so you honestly can't, until and people we're, like, did 10 say, years in time, how do you know?
Well, people did also say, people commented that the increase in drugs may be overtaking, so drinking culture may be decreasing, but it is being replaced with other substances.
Look, I'd say drug abuse at the moment isn't amazing, but I think that's just this whole, like, the pill epidemic.
Mm.
But again, like, that was heroin 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Heroin? Again, pick your poison, like.
You're right. Same, but different. The world's always been here.
That's just something new. Everyone's craving something new. Everyone wants a different high. Everyone wants a different fucking, eat some veggies, whatever. Get a life. Was there really not another question?
One more?
Go on.
It's like a encore.
That happened when I went and saw a band recently, and they actually didn't come back out.
But it's the worst way. But isn't it the worst when people don't really encore it, and they have planned an encore? Like, I went to a gig once where, like, no one called encore, and they came out like, oh, and I was like, so sad. No one cared.
I went to this one, and they actually genuinely didn't come back out, and I was like, oh,
they're tired. They wanted to go. Okay. They wanted to have a beer.
I'm with Drake when I saw him at Coachella.
Drake ain't got time for no encores. He's like in and out. He's like, I'm not fucking going off stage, waiting there and coming back out. And you know, he's got drugs to snort.
Drake, don't.
No, I love Drake. Okay, Jai, have you ever gotten so drunk you can't remember what you've done? Like, you've blacked out.
But I'll tell you why. Little story time for everyone.
Story time. Oh my God, I love a clickbait.
Ding, ding, ding.
No, story time. No, story time is like, where, you know, like, clickbaits? Like, it's like, he broke up with me. I was like, story time. And every time somebody says, I'm like,
this is what happened.
Yeah!
No, literally.
That's your clickbait.
No, so this is actually what happened. Clickbait right here. But true. Not fake news. Let's take it back to the days of the cross.
Mm.
I went out one weekend with all my friends. We were drinking waters from the water jug. Oh, and we got drugged.
Yeah, I've been.
But that was fine. I wasn't blacking out after that. My drinking after that was fine. But I was drinking tequila before we went out. I never had tequila since because when you vomit something up and you just can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd never drink tequila. Anyway, fast forwarding to this Halloween party, they were only serving margaritas and I was like, oh, I got it. And I was like, you don't have anything else? They were like, no. And I was like, okay. Bitch face, whatever. Just want to get crunk. And yeah, anyway, so I was like, whatever, she's already given it to me.
Mm.
I saw someone I hadn't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Standing there with my drink in my hand, wasn't drinking it because I was like, yuck. She started talking to me for maybe like what feels like 3 fucking hours. Midway, I was like, fuck this. I need this drink. Like, I've earned this drink. I'm going to just, you know what? Courage. Had it. Don't remember the night after that. So someone had drugged me.
Yeah.
Because it was the only thing I'd had to drink. And since that night, I can go out and have, it really varies, but I can go out and have maybe like 4 drinks and blackout.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's scary, but it's like,
that's something people need to be so wary of, like, young people, because my drink got spiked when I was like 17, and
it's happened to me 3 times. You have to be
so careful.
Everyone says cover your drink, don't take a drink from strangers, but honestly, coming from someone who's been drugged 3 times now, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, just be cautious. You may think that drinking water out of a jug at a bar is could fine. Be fine. It's probably...
That's how it happened to me.
It's 50-50. Yeah. You never know. There are so many creeps and horrible people out there.
I've only been blacked out drunk once. And it was, like, the first time I got, like, super, super drunk. I was, like, 13, maybe 14.
Yeah.
And we went to this party. It's, like, a house party. And I had put, like, goon in, like, a Mount Frank, like, a liter Mount Frank. I know. Mood. And got there. And we got there, like, not late, but, like, later. And, like, everyone was, like... drunk. They were like, you know, teenage drunk. And I was like, oh my god, I want to get drunk real quick. And then I was like, I want to get drunk really, really quick. So I started like sculling this goon bottle, like this bottle of goon. Next minute, just like everything started spinning. Don't remember the night. Like, it was a really rough party as well. Like, thank the Lord, I was like seeing this guy who was like a gem. Shout out to Sam. Love you, Sam. And he looked after me like the whole night. I literally just like was passed out, vomited like the whole night. Thank God, because I feel like it could have been bad. But yeah, never again. Learned my lesson that night, big time. I think the main thing is if you're gonna drink, make sure you're doing it around people you trust and love and that have your back. That's the moral of the story. And on that note, we're gonna go because Jai has to go to a baby shower and we're running late and I'm dropping it there. Okay. So thank you for listening to this episode. If you have any questions, comments, queries, please let us know. We will see you next week for another episode.
Bye.
Bye.